The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Hey, guys, if you're driving around out there right now, you're probably in a car or a truck or something like that, and you probably have a car or truck payment. Well, guess what? What if we could get that reduced for you? Because that's what Slash My Payments has already done. They've reduced it for a lot of blitzers, for AJ. I'm about to do it here next month. Car dealers make most of their profit on your loan by marking up your rate. And you go in there and tell you, hey, yeah, we'll lower the price. We'll give you a great deal. That's because they're hosing you on your loan. That's your money. Your credit's earned you that. And SlashMyPayments.com wants to get it for you. Let the great team over at Ignition Financial help you find the rate you deserve and lower your monthly payments.
Taylor, one of the guys over there at Ignition Financial, texted me today, and he said, just dropped the Blitz listener from 14.3 to 6.84. Payment went down $103 a month. $103 a month. I mean, and that's $1,200-something dollars a year, guys. There's no reason why you shouldn't do this. It doesn't cost you anything. You're saving money, and all you got to do is go online and fill out an application. It's so simple. Go to slashmypayments.com. It takes a couple minutes to apply. It's really that easy. I'm not making it up and making it sound easier than it is. I did it. It's easy. SlashMyPayments.com, promo code BLITZ at the top of the application. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's SlashMyPayments.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
1991, I was at spring training before they started playing games. And I hear this guy in the batting cage, I start hearing this whack. Every ball was on the meat of the bat. I asked somebody, who the hell's that? And go, that's Jeff Bagwell. He never missed a single ball. He's my favorite Astro.
When Craig Biggio got in the Hall of Fame, I thought it was ridiculous. A, the fact that he got in before Jeff Bagwell is absurd.
That bothers me to this
day. Because one of those guys was one of the best players in the league.
See that Bill O'Brien's offensive coordinator next year, he's going to call plays by himself.
Honestly, if you're a Texans fan, there's no positive to take out of this. You just have to hope it works. And I've seen nothing to indicate the guy could coach an offense. I've seen nothing to indicate his play calling is going to be good. I've seen nothing to indicate he can develop a quarterback. To me, you needed an outside voice. I think this is setting himself up to basically lose his job.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click a like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. It's been, we've had a lot of Hall of Fame talk, and rightfully so, with Jeff Bagwell getting in. We've had a little Texans talk, and rightfully so, with the changes that were made on the coaching staff today. I hate using the word changes, because they're really just reshuffling. And we've talked a little placenta.
A little placenta talk.
And whether you would eat placenta or cat poo. So if you want to get it today,
believe you'd choose excrement from a feline.
I'd choose that over cannibalism. I'm just saying.
Is it cannibalism?
I think it is, yeah. You're eating human parts. You're eating human baby parts, technically. That's even worse.
I mean, it's like a... never mind. I'm not even going to get into this. That will only lead to us getting in trouble. I'm already not good enough to make that list. If I start talking about that,
screw that list. Yeah. We'll buy that guy's website in a year and fire him. 713-780-ESPN. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. I promise you that Houston was number two in something. And of all the cities
in
America,
the Longhorn should be number two.
The Longhorn should be number two.
According to that lady at Constellation Field. Although I don't know if she knew what was to come, but she thought that they should have been.
Yeah, here's and this is something I'm kind of going to have to clarify more than once F year, because it's just like the why you can't trade J.J. Watt stuff. All caps guy, which, by the way, 832, don't be all caps guy. It's pretty embarrassing. Bob took over play calling first Titans game, and Brock had his best game, 254 yards, and we had 27 points.
Well,
handed it back to Gotze after that.
254 yards.
Woo.
Boy, let's get the party started, right?
First off, yeah, they looked great for two drives, and then what happened?
Not much.
They basically went back. And don't act like he wasn't involved in play calling the rest of the year. He didn't turn the whole thing back over. They did it in bits. So no, you can't go to that and say, oh, because that's the worst kind of fan mentality.
Excuse me.
That beer doing that for you?
Yeah.
That's the worst kind of fan mentality is, well, all the good plays were called by Bill O'Brien. And if that were the case, he should have been calling plays all year. You're the head coach. So no, you can't go to that card. You can try to go to that card, and unfortunately, it just doesn't work.
There's a lot of really, really protective Bill O'Brien fans out there. I don't really get it, but that group exists.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's just trying to make a point, which is fair. It's also acting like that's the only game he was involved in, and that's not true. And you have to go back to the first year. He was here, he called plays. Well, they weren't good then either. So this isn't a fix. That's why if I'm a fan, I'm pissed off today. This is not a fix. This is just, okay, we're scapegoating somebody. Because you know what? This is what they're telling Texans fan. You guys aren't very smart, so we'll just tell you that George Gotze was the problem, and we'll get rid of him, and it's all going to be better because Billy O's going to take over, and that's what he does best. Don't buy that.
Yeah.
It's crap. It is absolute crap. 713-780-ESPN.
But I think that fan right there is one of those fans that is ride or die, whatever the organization does.
I think that's how the question came off. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but
yeah, well, yeah, that's what I meant.
I mean, you're just trying to show a different side of things. But I think the Texans fans should be pissed off at their organization today.
And it's not like his game management is any good. It's probably mediocre at best. And now you're going to be calling the plays and managing the game?
Well, and here's the other thing. You can be a head coach who doesn't call plays. There's a lot of ways to be successful as a head coach. Andy Reid's pretty successful by calling an offense with a quarterback who is eh. And yet, that offense looks pretty good at times, even though Alex Smith is not a very good. He's not a bad quarterback. He's just not a good one.
He's the definition of mediocre quarterback.
But that team is really good because Andy Reid is a hell of a play caller and he's the head coach.
Yeah,
Mike McCarthy had to take over play calling in Green Bay, which I don't know how hard it is to call plays there. You've got Aaron Rodgers. What the hell? Yeah. But there's also coaches like Dick Vermeil who hired really strong coordinators and had input over everything, oversaw everything. Won a Super Bowl in St. Louis doing that. I don't know why you can't say, all right, I'm going to step back from this, hire somebody who's really good, and still have my input. I'm going to tell you what I want us to do. It's my team. It's my vision. It's you executing it, but bringing your own thing to it. That was a very strange reaction. Did that go down the wrong way?
No.
Maybe open the wrong beer.
Was it bad?
It's just not good. That's all.
Hmm.
My first time trying that. I won't call out what beer it is. Yeah, but
is it Houston beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Well, can't all be winners, right?
No, every now and then.
Every now and then you pop a top and it's not.
Some of them turn out to be J.J. Watt. Some of them turn out to be Xavier Suafilo.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just finished this 7 Spanish Angels beer. It's like a coffee brew. Really good.
Yeah, that's a good beer.
Yeah, Brazos Valley Brewing Company.
Yep, that's good. I won't name this one, but I bet you wouldn't have had that reaction to it.
See, I didn't drink today because I thought we were having beer brought in.
That's tomorrow.
I know. Not only are we having beer brought in tomorrow, we're also having vodka.
Mm, you could chase that vodka with the beer.
That's a good call. Eric from Carbach is coming in tomorrow and they've got a new beer from their Fun Series coming out. It's going to be released on Monday. I believe we're going to be able to try it tomorrow. And
it sounds
it's called
wonderful.
Good Golly Miss Molly.
It sounds wonderful.
And
oh, does he have Molly in it?
Yes, it's pure ecstasy.
Oh my.
Yeah.
We're going to get lit tomorrow.
If you can believe it, I mean, this is a first time ever in United States brewing history that they've done this.
And ABEV is okay with it?
Apparently so. Oh, it's they're good with it. Actually, that's not true. But this, tell me if I were to tell you the style of beer that would be perfectly brewed for Fred, if I said there's an Imperial Stout aged in Jack Daniel's barrels.
Oh, Fred's getting drunk tomorrow.
That's Fred, right?
Yeah, yep. What time is he coming in?
I believe 4:30.
Oh, Fred's going to be pretty drunk.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure.
All right, so we'll have to get the vodka guys at a different time.
Were they supposed to be at 4:30?
Well, they're supposed to be sometime in the 4 o'clock hour, but we can push them back.
Is it the MVP guys?
Yeah, it's the MVP guys.
Who's coming in?
BJ Johnson.
My dude.
Yeah. I think TJ's coming too, who was here last time.
Oh, nice.
So they're coming by to talk about the party and talk about a little MVP vodka. So it's just going to be a party tomorrow. I might should Uber down here.
Tonight's my anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
10 years?
10 years.
Wow.
So I'm celebrating a little.
That's awesome. So congratulations to both of you.
Dinner?
Guys.
Fancy dinner?
We're going to a Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's how I go. That's my treat to myself every once in a while. I love doing that. So I'm going to get meat drunk tonight, and we'll see if I roll in here tomorrow with, you know, my doctor's probably not going to be pleased about it, but because I'm only supposed to have red meat once a week, like steak. Which is in ham, like steak and burgers, like American beef is what they said.
Right.
Limit it to once per week. And I said, okay, I'll do that because my cholesterol is a little high. I haven't had it since Saturday. Saturday, I ate a beef rib at, I ate brisket because they were out of beef rib. I went to Corkscrew Barbecue. They were out of beef rib, which bummed me out. But I got brisket. That was on Saturday. Today's Wednesday. So I counted Saturday for last week.
Yeah, that's legal.
Wednesday for this week. The problem is, I think when they say have red meat once a week, I don't think they mean eat until you're about to pop on red meat. That's the problem with me. Like
well,
when
if you're
I do,
do
finally
much, you
get red
go
meat.
For it. Yeah,
I had 2 pounds of brisket the other day. Like my dad ate some of it. He ate probably a half pound, so I probably ate a pound and a half of brisket, and. Tonight, I don't even know how much steak I'm going to eat. I'm going to ingest as much as humanly possible. Well, but I'll try and throw in some. They've got shrimp and lamb and stuff like that. Yeah, I'll try and throw some of that in. I don't eat chicken.
That'll soften the blow. Yeah,
I don't eat chicken because I feel like if you go to a Brazilian steakhouse and you eat chicken, you're wasting your time. That's like the salad bar. I don't eat the salad bar because that's a waste of time. That's a waste of space in my guts. Paying for all I can eat steak.
Well, at least you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least you're not going to, like, McDonald's or something.
Oh,
like
no. Dude, I can't even tell you the last time I went to McDonald's.
I can't.
I mean, I can.
It's that one time you went to get fries. We were at the old studio, and you came in, and you got fries, and you were like, I don't – everyone says McDonald's fries are good, but no, they're not good.
It didn't taste good to me then?
Yeah, yeah. I think you got fries in, like, the ice cream.
Yeah, a McFlurry. I don't mess with McDonald's. I don't mess with fast food hardly at all except Whataburger.
Yeah.
I'll eat Whataburger sometimes. I used to love Wendy's. I haven't had Wendy's in I don't even know how long. I don't know. Something's changed in me. I'm not a fast food guy anymore.
About once a month I'll get a burger from Whataburger. Once every 2 months, not even that much anymore.
Yeah.
But that's the only fast food I do. And I don't do fries or any of the other stuff. I just get a burger.
Like when we go to Vegas, I'll go to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Usually though, because I want to go to Burger Bar to get my burger. So I don't usually do In-N-Out.
Oh, when I go to Vegas, I all my doctor's rules go out the window.
Well, yeah, that's
like don't drink so much, don't eat so much red meat. In Vegas, I feel like it doesn't really count because the difference in elevation.
Yeah, exactly. Double Down asked, did you really have a reaction to the beer? Or are you guys watching Brock highlights on
it's
radio?
Same
the
thing.
Reaction sounds similar.
Same thing.
All right. We'll get some phone calls when we come back. 713-780-3776 on order. Oh, no, we won't. We've got Beth joining us from Vegas. where she's
she's at the porn convention.
Yeah,
right?
So that ought to be interesting. So if you got questions for Beth, you can go ahead and text them to us. But we're also going to ask her a lot of stuff about the porn convention for Pillow Talk. Right now, if you have a pillow, it's probably on a Texas Mattress Maker's bed. And if it's not, it should be. Texas Mattress Makers, they are trying to help you have a great 2017, get a night of deep, restful sleep, and they're trying to save you a bunch of money. You can get a pocketed coil king-size bed starting at just $4.99 for the set. And the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers, they're making the mattresses right there. They're selling them directly to you. They're trying new stuff all the time, and they're just great people. And Barry Laminack went over there Saturday, and he got a mattress from them. And he said the same thing. It's like, Yuval and Lax are the best. It's like, yeah, all of them are. It's family run. Whoever you get there is going to put you on a great deal. They just want to help you sleep better. They want to save you money, and they want to put you on a great, great mattress. And they're at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. And how about this? They're giving you a chance to go to the Big Texas Party. You can win two VIP tickets, which means you can hang out with AJ Hoffman. And all you can eat, food, drink, and entertainment. Anytime you buy a mattress this month, that's going to get you an entry. You spend more than $1,000, that gets you two entries. Plus, you get chances through Facebook or Yelp. And you've got up till January 30th to do this. Visit TexasMattressMakers.com for rules and information. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
ESPN 97.5.
My Pillow presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling. Brought to you by Darling Way and My Pillow.
And we are back on the Blitz. One of the more interesting segments of the week. Beth Liebling, Darling Way, which if you guys have not been over there, 3423 White Oak, just a few blocks east of Heights Boulevard, go in there, talk to Beth. You'll find out it's just a really cool place, and she gives great advice. And you're in Vegas, right? What are you up to there, Beth?
Hey, guys. I am at the AVN Awards. I am surrounded by thousands and thousands of fans and all sorts of people doing all sorts of cool things for adult entertainment.
Are you going to go to the awards?
No, I don't get to go to the awards because my poor life, I have to head from here to Paris to look at lingerie. No, don't you feel sorry for me?
Yeah, what a hard life. Are you much of a porno chick?
I'm not so much of a porno chick, but I will tell you that the people who make the films and who star in the films and work in the industry are some of the most incredibly wonderful people I've ever met. So I give them lots of props. There are people doing some really wonderful things for promoting human rights and taking care of things and body acceptance, and so I love that. I love being part of it.
So you don't have a favorite? You don't have a favorite style of porno?
Oh no, I don't have. I am a fan of real.
Okay.
So the people who enjoy it the most, those are the ones I like. And you know that, just like in any film, if you're going to go pay $15 to go to a movie theater, you want to see somebody who's really good acting in a film. You don't want to see somebody who's still learning their lines or whose facial expression doesn't change and stuff. So
gotcha.
The same thing.
Okay.
Yeah? What about you?
I like Casting Couch and Dr. Patient.
Mm.
Fred likes
okay.
Fred likes cartoons.
Wow. Well, if you send me a list, if I can catch them and catch some pictures for you, I'd be happy to.
I don't think you're gonna find any hentai stars there.
No. I think there's people from all walks of life here. How's that?
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you've seen?
The weirdest thing I've seen. There's some exercising something. And people are standing on it, and that just seems kind of bizarre and out of place here. I've seen, fake boobs that I don't understand how anybody can walk around and stand up. I felt really, really bad for the woman trying to
do
that.
You don't need her to stand up, just to lay down.
So, well, if she was laying down, that would be okay, but instead she was trying to walk around and taking pictures with all these people.
Oh, that's
a big
mistake.
You know, feeling sorry for her back. It's just hard.
How do you know they were fake?
Yeah, that's, well, actually, I have a picture I'm going to have to post today because I saw this woman with great, big, wonderful melon boobs, and I assumed incorrectly, that's what happens when you assume, I assumed they were fake. They're real. They're beautiful. They're real. It's awesome. I was like, yes, the real deal. So I'll have to post a picture later, and I'll show you because she's pretty impressive, and it was just great fun to meet her and squish up against her.
I can't wait.
So were the boobs out or covered?
Oh, they're covered.
No, that's no fun.
Yeah, they're covered. Hmm. But I know, isn't it crazy that I'm here, and yet I'm missing being with y'all in studio? How silly is that?
Yeah, but you got great Vegas stories, right?
there are always great Vegas stories. I'm just not supposed to tell them.
Oh, we tell our stories all the time.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay,
have you got have you gotten any of the prostitute cards yet?
No, because I haven't left the hotel since I got here.
Oh. Now, what you need to do is you have to go out on the strip, and you'll see these guys with the hoe cards.
I know.
And all you have to do is act like you want some, and then they're going to be like locusts. They'll be all over you. And then you have trading cards.
That's it. Okay. I'll do that. But instead, believe me, I've got bags full of stuff already. I was at a conference in California first for all the manufacturers of all the different adult props and things. And so I had a bag full coming here, and now I've got more stuff from here. And so I've got lots more interesting things than just cards.
All right, Beth, tell them a little bit about the shop, and when are you going to be back in the shop? So if people want to go in there and see you and talk to you and ask you questions, when are you going to be back?
Oh, come on in. I will be back next Wednesday in time to join y'all at the studio next Wednesday night. And they can always come see me at or come see my wonderful team, Sarah and Tanika, at the shop at 3423 White Oak Drive. Also, we're doing something new and interesting next Tuesday. I just published a blog today on ADHD loving. For those of us whose heads spin crazy out of control and we can't see straight, how it affects our romantic relationships. So check out my blog at darlingway.com. And also, I'm doing a Sex Talk Tuesday next week. Hashtag Sex Talk Tuesday on ADHD loving, live at 2 p.m. on Central Time next Tuesday. So there's all sorts of ways to connect with me. And I just look forward to talking to all your people and the listeners and all the blitzers and making sure everybody's living and loving beautifully all the time.
So you say ADHD, I think it's I have to bounce from one woman to the next. That's the image that comes into my head. That's not what you're talking about, huh?
Yeah, right? It's really hard. I hadn't paid much attention to how much ADHD affects romantic life. I told somebody last night, I think if I was a man, I would probably have trouble maintaining an erection for a whole long time. I think my brain would just go different ways.
Yeah, it's hard. But it's mostly it's mostly when it's actually happening. That's when it's harder to keep going.
Oh, you're so clever. Well, you should talk to me and give me some ideas from the male perspective, because really it's a funny thing, but there's so many of us that are suffering from this kind of stuff. So it's time to start talking about it more. That's my thought.
All right. That's Beth Liebling, Darling Way from Vegas. Beth, we shall talk to you next week in back in studio. Appreciate you coming on.
Perfect. Thank you so much, and I'll send you some pictures. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
Bye, guys.
See ya. Double Down wants to know who will be surrounded by more meat tonight, Beth or AJ?
Me. It's going to have to be me. Yeah. Who's going to have more meat in their mouth tonight? Me.
Ooh.
It's me.
You sure? Okay.
Yep. 100%.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break here. We come back, I promise you, I'll tell you what Houston's number two in. Everybody's mad that we didn't pay off on the tees. Well, sometimes on the show, we just get into other topics. And that's what happened. We got into another topic. I'll tell you what, I will promise you when I come back. Not only that, because I didn't pay off on the tees, which everything I say sounds dirty after we have Beth on. I am going to give something away to the people. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, are we going to break or we just...
Yeah, break.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz at ESPN 975.
That was Pillow Talk, presented by Darling Way and MyPillow.
Visit MyPillow.com and use code ESPNQB for a buy one, get one free deal. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place to feel
the tears, the place to lose your fears, yeah. All right, guys, going to tell you about my good friends at Allied Outdoor Solutions. You want to get ready for the spring, for the summer, when you're going to be having people in your backyard, you're going to be entertaining, you're going to be out by the pool. You don't want to look all grungy and dingy. That's where the guys at Allied Outdoor Solutions come in. Give them a call, 713-465-0400. Let them renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a Carvestone overlay. Carvestone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, no problem. Allied will build it from the ground up. From a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of, they can do it all, and they can help you on both residential and commercial projects. They can help you hang on to some of your hard-earned cash, too. With several monthly payment options, they even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. Check out everything they can do there, or go online to AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Check out the Carvestone Project's photo gallery. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. You're going to need that number because I'm going to give you a four-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me for day two of opening weekend. Enjoy a complimentary buffet and sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday, January 21st, from 6 to 8 p.m. Even if you don't win, you can play in the handicapping contest. The winner of the night gets a four tickets to the Finish Line box seats for March the 3rd, which is Camel and Ostrich Night, or Ostrich, as we have on here. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park.
Of course you do.
Caller number 15. Make sure you're available on Saturday. If you're not, don't bother calling. All right. I promised you this. Oh, first, John, have you picked a winner yet for the Bedrock City, since we're on the subject of winners?
I will get it to you at the end of the segment.
All right. AJ, I'm going to give you a list of cities. Houston ranks number two in something. I want to see if you can guess it.
Okay.
Number one is New Orleans.
Okay.
Number two is Houston. Number three, Miami.
Humidity.
No. Number four, Atlanta. And number five, Phoenix, which would not qualify in the humidity.
The Phoenix throws it off.
So New Orleans, Houston, Miami, Atlanta, Phoenix. Now, I have
nothing
to say,
do with sweaty people.
No. And there's quite the drop-off from Atlanta to Phoenix.
Does that have to do with sports?
It does not.
I was going to say fair weather fans, but I guess.
Well, New Orleans fans are not fair weather fans. It would be number one.
They've never had fair weather there in New
Orleans.
That's
true.
Exactly.
That's true.
Well, they did that one Super Bowl, I guess, which is more than we could say around here.
Exactly.
Yeah, Phoenix has never had fair weather, as far as I can remember.
Right.
I don't know.
All right. Well,
they're all southern cities.
They are. So what do we have in a lot of southern cities?
Fat people.
No, I wish it were that.
No, because Miami would throw that off.
Yeah, and Phoenix really is a pretty fit city, too.
Yeah.
John, you care to venture a guess before I tell the people?
I don't know. Hottest women?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
STD rates?
Lubbock would be up there.
You're getting warmer. No, Houston is number two.
Teen pregnancy.
No.
Damn it. No.
Number two in the entire country in cockroaches.
Okay.
That's right. New Orleans has...
I can't believe New Orleans edged us out.
I know. This is supposed to be cockroach central.
I would think New York would be up there.
No, they got rats.
Bro. Yeah, actually, there's
the rats eat the cockroaches.
There's a separate table for number of rats. But yeah, so if you're coming to Houston for Super Bowl, congratulations. We're number two. There are actually two cities that beat New York in rats.
Really?
They'll make sense when you hear them.
Is one like Atlantic City?
No, but you're very, very warm. Try jumping across the
Philadelphia?
River. Philadelphia is number one.
Okay. What's number two?
Boston.
Boston? Oh, we got a lot of them rats over here.
Yeah, so Philadelphia is one, Boston two, D.C. three, Milwaukee four, Kansas City five.
Interesting.
It's very strange. You kind of go East Coast, and then you sort of slide into the Midwest. Houston is well down the list, below Pittsburgh and ahead of Raleigh.
Yeah, we're not high on rats around here.
But we have more rats than New Orleans, so I think if you do combined totals of vermin.
We're the kings of the vermin?
I think so. These are separate deals, but yeah, I don't think Philadelphia is very high on the other list.
We can agree that we would rather have the cockroaches than the rats.
I'll be honest. I used to see a lot of rats downtown when I worked there. But since they built up so much there, I don't see them much anymore. Every now and then,
yeah,
like you'll see them in the patio of a bar. You'll see them running around out there. But I don't see rats as much as I used to.
Yeah, but I'm saying is like you would rather have the cockroaches than the rats.
I don't know. I think you might need to take a poll on that because some people hate those damn cockroaches.
Okay,
they I'll scare make a those poll. People don't see rats.
Maybe not. I don't like rats. Mice are kind of okay because they're kind of cute and you can step on them easier and crush their little souls. But, anyway, that was from Bloomberg.com, did this study. So, are we happy with being number two?
Better than being number one, right?
I think so. I'm surprised all the cockroaches didn't come over from New Orleans.
Yeah.
They needed a place to go to. All right, well, just thought I would share that. Okay, John, do you have my winner?
Yeah, I picked Dustin. He chose Mason Crosby as the superhero with the superpower of bending balls.
I see.
That's the winner?
Yeah, I liked it. That kick was amazing.
Okay. You get to pick the winners. We just
kicks were amazing.
We can't argue with him, Fred. He picked the winner.
No, because I don't want anybody bitching at us.
Yeah.
About why'd you take that one? You just like that person better.
Yeah, I think Jung just likes that person better.
Well, mm-hmm. Dustin doesn't even follow us on Twitter, so.
See, I would be picking whatever the hottest woman was on there.
That's usually your move.
I know. And what's wrong with that?
If
I can't make up my mind, yes, attractive woman on Twitter is going to break the tie. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm a fan of attractive women.
You are.
Not necessarily a fan of me, but that's okay. That's why I have Whitmire's. Because if I could pour that down their throats, then suddenly they'll like me, right? No, actually, Whitmire's so fantastic. And a matter of fact, got a little Space City vodka at home. And probably going to be getting into that tonight. If you have not had a chance to go out there and check out the Craft Cocktail Bar and Lounge, it is very cool, man. They got a nice setup out there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to swing by Friday before we go to the racetrack. And that's something you can do. They're open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 until 9, Saturdays from noon until 6. So if you're going to the track Friday or Saturday, you can go out there, get your Whitmire's on before you go to the races. And enjoy the full range of products, man. They've got so many great things. That Space City vodka is my favorite vodka. The single barrel, by far, my favorite whiskey. And everything they have is fantastic. Just go out there, check it out. If you go there, you can buy bottles there, too. Take them home with you. And they also have great accommodations for private events. You want to have a watch party for something. You want to have a bachelor party. You want to have a birthday party. You want to have a party where you say, hey, let's get everybody together and go try the best whiskey in the city. Well, you go to Whitmire's. Whitmire's.com. And they'll take care of you on the private events. You could do tours on Saturdays. Visit them today, 16711 Hollister at Whitmire's.com. Houston's first distillery, Houston's best distillery, run by Blitzers, run by veterans. Great place, good friends. That's Whitmire's.com. Every weekend, just to see my boo.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to say about Dirt Free. Now's the time to save big on cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tiles. You can do it with Dirt Free Carpet. Right now, for our listeners, they'll clean one room free with any purchase. That means you're going to pay for one room, they're going to clean the second one for nothing. Call Dirt Free Carpet, 281 Dirt Free. That's 281-347-8373. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They're using powerful engines to create high pressure steam made from their patented super water. Not the soap, not the chemicals that the other guys are using. They've got the best technology in the game. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning everything in your house. Anything you need clean, they've got you covered. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet. Tell them you heard it here. You'll get one room of carpet clean free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, Dirt Free Carpet.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. One last segment to go. Boy, the shows have really been flying by this week.
I've noticed that as well.
Come celebrate the Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com, starting at only $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. You know who should be buying tickets for this?
You.
Gold Diggers.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great place for gold diggers, just so you guys know.
There's going to be a lot of rich dudes there for sure.
I'm just going to be eating some barbecue.
That's what you're going for?
Yeah, I've never had, I think Corkscrew's going to be there. I've never had Corkscrew.
Yeah.
And Killens is going to be there.
Killens is going to be there.
Yeah.
Tejas Barbecue. Yeah. Be there. That's my three favorite barbecue places. They're all going to be
I'm going to be gorging on barbecue.
It's so good.
Yeah. And smooth bourbon. Don't forget the smooth bourbon. And there'll be MVP vodka. I can guarantee you that. So.
We're going to get so drunk and fat.
What a life.
We're not going to be able to get that drunk because some of us have to work early the next morning. So.
That's true.
That's true.
Get a little drunk. Hey, before speaking of the big game, which we have to call. Can I bitch about something before we get to deaths?
Sure.
Just very briefly. Because this was going to be my Hey Man bleep that yesterday, and then we only had an hour and a half show. I don't know if you've seen it around town as much. Certainly it's downtown everywhere. They've got these Super Bowl logos up on the trains or on the buses.
Right.
Have you seen the logo?
Yeah.
Can we stop with the damn Roman numerals? Hey, we're Super Bowl Jet Li.
Yeah.
That's what we are. It looks hideous.
Yeah, it's not great.
You going to go buy a shirt with that on it?
Yeah, L-I.
Yeah, it's got to stop. This is it. When did the Romans do it last? When's the last time they did anything? They made candles. That's it. Roman candles.
Yeah, they're not a big deal anymore.
Anyway, just had to get that off my chest. let's do deaths. This is how we close out the show every Wednesday with those who have passed away. And we'll
honor their memory.
We try to honor their memory. We start with Glenn Frey from the Eagles.
Good one.
Dead at the age of 67.
Great songwriter, great singer.
AJ would have struck him from my list.
I would not have.
2014.
The Eagles slightly bigger in my book, but
Russell Johnson, the professor from Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
Dead at 89. That's
he would have made the list too.
Good run. Here's another great run. Johnny Otis, R&B musician and talent scout. Dead at 90. That was 2012. These guys are making really good runs. Wilson Pickett, you familiar with him?
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah. Died in 2006. And
who is he?
It is an American singer, it says.
I don't know. He had an extensive Wikipedia page, so I put him down on there.
Oh, okay.
You know, not as famous as Vivian Campbell. 1979, Ted Cassidy, who played Lurch in The Addams Family, dead at the age of 46.
Not a good rubber. Didn't he have like some sort of giant?
Yeah, that'd been 54 points for our game. Gaines Adams in 2010, football player.
Yeah.
All right, here's our political figures. 1924, Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov Lenin. Russian revolutionary leader.
Vladimir Lenin.
I think Lenin. He's one of those. He's one word guy.
He's a one word guy.
He's like a Brazilian soccer guy. Of course, then people get confused with John Lennon.
Yeah.
Different spelling, of course.
Anyway. Wilson Pickett's best-known hit in the Midnight Hour.
Oh, okay.
That's a good song.
Yeah, he's legit.
He's an R&B guy, yeah.
He's legit.
I knew I recognized the name.
He died in 1924 at 53, did Lennon. 1893.
And then they keep him around, like his body around, like, on display
for a really
long time.
Rutherford B. Hayes, 19th U.S. president, probably ranks in the lower half, died of a heart attack at 70.
Huh?
No.
You need to do your presidential rankings.
I will do my I say this every time we have a dead president. I will do them.
We can do them after football season.
Yeah.
I'd argue Rutherford Hayes is underrated. Strong beard. And I honestly can't think of any more impressive resume for someone named Rutherford.
Maybe. I don't know too many Rutherfords. 1862, how about John Tyler, the 10th U.S. president?
Oh, Hayes is generally listed among the high end of the bottom half in historians' rankings of U.S. presidents.
There you go. I'm going to do my own rankings, though. John Tyler, dead at 71 in 1862.
All right.
Also better known for birthing Earl Campbell. At least his school did, right?
John Tyler, he looks like his general consensus is he's in the fourth quarter. Okay. He's below Rutherford B. Hayes on most rankings.
Interesting. Ooh, here's a good one. 1983. This is another one I need to do my mobster rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Meyer Lansky has to be pretty high on your list.
Yeah.
Dead at the age of 80. Because not only did he do all kinds of badass things and had movies made about him, dude made it to 80.
Yeah.
Then 1934, Patrick O'Malley, U.S. policeman, killed by John Dillinger. All right, let's see. That looks bad. That looks bad. Bobby Fischer, do anything for you? American chess player, 2008. George Orwell, author of Animal Farm in 1984. Dies in London at the age of 46. He never saw 1984 to find out that he didn't quite get it right. All right, here's your best deaths. I think this is a pretty lame list of best deaths.
Yeah.
2013, Stan Musial.
Stan the Man? Cool nickname, though.
Cool nickname. Hall of Famer, much like Jeff Bagwell. Made it to 92.
So we're saying Jeff Bagwell equal to Stan Musial?
They are now, but Jeff Bagwell's still alive, so I'd say greater than.
True.
2007, Scott Bam Bam Bigelow, wrestler.
I know Bam Bam Bigelow because he wrestled Lawrence Taylor at WrestleMania, and Lawrence Taylor defeated him. So what kind of wrestler is he?
1993, Audrey Hepburn, dead at 63.
Colon cancer.
Those are your best deaths.
It's not a good way for like a classically beautiful woman to go out.
All right, here we go. Two dead porn stars. 2011, Sexy Cora dies of?
I'm going to go heart attack.
During breast implant surgery. Bing, 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 bing. Ooh, good call.
Thank you.
2004, Rebecca Steele.
I'm going to say alcohol overdose, car wreck combo.
Drug overdose and suffered from AIDS. So you had two chances to get right out. I'll give you the overdose.
Okay.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.